Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 19th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the economy 1 year after the stepping down of former President Robert Mugabe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz short wave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, we are on www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and also www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the one-year anniversary of the ouster of former President Robert Mugabe from power.
Exactly 1 year ago, the ruling party, ZANU-PF, gave then-President Robert Mugabe an ultimatum to resign from power or face impeachment in parliament.
To many people, there was going to be a change in the fortunes of the country following Mugabe's ouster from power.
Is your situation now better? Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Balaleli siyadivana ke njalo lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokusuka esikhundleni okwayenziwa nguMongameli Mugabe esangumongameli ke. Siyakhangela ke ukubana lamhlanje yilo ilanga lapho athenjiswa khona Politburo idale elimqoka leZANU-PF ukubana asuke esihlalweni lapho esiqothiwe ke ebandleni. Wasetshelwa ukubana engekela ukusuka uzasuswa ngelokho okuthiwa ngesilungu i-impeachment. Esifuna ukuba kwazi-ke ukuthi lamhlanje njengoba kungumnyaka ogcweleyo impilo yenu isimi njani, lalikhangelele na ukubana ingasuka uMongameli Mugabe kuzaba le nguquko?
Ngiyakuzwa mkoma Chris Muri eZimbabwe tauya nechirongwa cheLive Talk. Nasi tiri kutarisa kuti zuva riere Asande Sana radzoka zvakare kusiya kwakaita vaRobert Mugabe basa semutungamiri weZimbabwe pachizoita chirongwa chakazounza vamunangagwa gore rakwana kusvika zuva ranhasi. Izvi zvaitika. Mubvunzo uri pamuromo yevanhu vazhinji ndewekuti upenyu wenyu wachinja here kusvika pari nhasi? Mararamiro enyu nemaonero amuri kuita nyaya dzeupfumi munyika zvakamirawo sei? Saka chirongwa chedu chanhasi chiri kutsvaga kuti tinzwe kwamuri kuti imi muri kuonawo sei mafungiro enyu, zvamunoona kuti dai zvanga zvakadai, kana paine zvamunopembedza, kana paine zvamunoshora. Sunungukai kupinda muchirongwa, tikurukure tiri pano tichinzwa kuti kwamuri muri kuzvionawo sei. Mukoma Chris.
Yes. Before we get right into the show, we want to give our those who are able to watch us on Facebook what happened exactly on that day 1 full year ago. Yes.
In terms of the provisions of Section 96 subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, amendment number 20, 2013, following my verbal communication with the Speaker of the National Assembly, Advocate Jacob Mudenda, at 13:53 hours 21st November 2017, intimating my intention to resign as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with immediate effect.
Yes, Ivan, that was the 21st of November, and the news was filtering, you know. I remember we were here at Studio 7.
It was crazy.
It was really, you know.
A moment where all Zimbabweans came out in all fronts to fight and show solidarity and happiness. It was one of those events we saw last year that was very... I don't know what word to use for that.
Yeah, it was quite amazing because, you know, after 38 years, you know, people were wondering what was going on. And I remember when he read that speech and said, Asante San, when people were expecting him to.
That was more of a good night. Interesting. You know, when I was born, Robert Mugabe was already the president of Zimbabwe.
Interesting.
And until last year, all I had known was just one man
just
as
one
president.
Yeah. That's why it was quite a big issue, you know.
So we'll see. We'll see what people think. You know, it's quite remarkable, rather, to say today marks that day in an anniversary way or in any different thought that may come to mind. So much happened, so much has been going on. So it's interesting to see where we have come to now after exactly a year.
Yes, and another interesting thing, in December 2007, the Archbishop of York, Dr. John Sentamu, cut his dog collar live on BBC One's Enruma show, promising not to wear one until Mr. Mugabe left office. He said Zimbabwe's leader had taken people's identity and cut it into pieces, prompting him to do the same. Last year, after 10 years, Sentamu wore back his collar, but it is his message about the torn collar that we want our listeners and viewers to take note of.
That was one of a moment.
Yeah.
I watched the 10 years ago one when he cut the collar.
Yeah, we have it too. Let's watch.
Interesting.
Let's throw it. You see, as an African, as an Anglican, this is what I wear to identify myself, that I'm a clergyman. Do you know what Mugabe has done? He's taken people's identity and literally, if you don't mind, cut it to pieces. This is what he's actually done. For a lot of, and in the end, there's nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, from now on, I'm not going to wear a dog collar until Mugabe is gone.
Archbishop, that is a dramatic gesture, and everybody will observe it. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to join
us. Thank you, and keep my pieces, by the way.
I'll keep
collect them until the day when Zimbabwe is free.
We'll give you them back. Nearly 10 years on, I have got them for you. They've been sitting in my desk. They're in a slightly crumpled old envelope, but here they all are. And I said I'd give them back.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And so I'd give them back.
Thank you.
There they go. You can pull them out there.
Yeah. Oh, they're all in here.
Yeah. They're all there, yes.
Well, you've been a very faithful friend. You've kept them. That's lovely. And they're all here. Do you know, Andrew, I could attempt to put this one back. Or I could try and put them all together using super glue.
It would be a pretty ropey collar.
Ropey collar. And I actually think the lesson for Zimbabwe is the same. They just can't try and stitch it up. Something more radical, something new needs to happen in terms of the rule of law, you know, allowing people to get jobs because 90% of people are out of work. So they can't just stitch it up. I need a new collar.
So here is the million-dollar question. Are you going to put a collar back on again now, Archbishop?
Andrew, I promise that when Mugabe goes, I'll put my collar on. So I have no choice but to put it back on.
Is your promise? That's
absolutely. And Mugabe has gone, but the new president has got to remember something more new than just simply stitching up a thing will work.
Archbishop, you're looking as you should. Congratulations.
Mm, That's the message there.
Dr. John Sentamu for you, Mkom.
That's him. You know, the message really is something. Instead of stitching that collar and putting it to back together, he says it's like Zimbabwe, you know, where instead of, you know, having these piecemeal kind of approaches to everything, just get everything new. I mean, just radicalize everything. Anyway, that was Mr. John Sentamu. We have our first guest, and our first guest is Mr. Mangoye on the line. Mr. Mangoye, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Dilisa Mangoye is our first guest, and he is a security specialist, a former cop. We welcome you to the show. Can you tell us, Mr. Mangoye, what was your reaction the first time you heard about the issue concerning Mugabe leaving, stepping down? Of course, today it wasn't the actual date that he stepped down, but that was a build-up. He was threatened, like, you know, told that if he doesn't step down, he was going to be impeached. What was your reaction?
Thank you very much. My first reaction, I think it started on the, it was a Monday when the former general, or still general, when General Chiwenga made that press statement, which was not aired to or via the PC or other government controlled institutions. So that's when I picked that there's something brewing up, and my immediate reaction was shock, because when I heard General Chiwenga speak, only what I detected was politics. Only what I detected was someone not speaking from, or someone speaking from a military point of view, but talking politics. I felt like I was listening to the late Isaiah Tongokara, because I could detect that this is purely ZANU-PF politics at play, because he was telling us that the army is not happy about things happening in ZANU-PF. So I was, from that moment, I was shocked, embarrassed, and disappointed. And when things happened overnight, I contacted my colleagues in Harare, then they told me, no, that's true, it's happening. I could not hide the excitement of hearing that the news that Mugabe might be out. But my fear of the army, knowing how close ZANU-PF and the army are tied up, my fear was bigger than that. And I think I was not very, very, very much wrong. Although along the line, that same week, as you say, I ended up a little bit warming up to the army's actions, because I really also wanted to carry out. But I was skeptical somehow. if I can leave it there for now.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Now, I'm sure you watched the video where then President Mugabe was reading his speech. We saw the generals on his side, and there was something happening behind him, Chiwenga and others. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did notice that. The now famous Asante Sana speech.
Yes.
We saw all the generals were there. Mm-hmm. And we waited for almost 1 hour, 1 hour 30 minutes for that statement to come. It didn't come. When it finally came, we saw papers being shifted. It was like there was a certain paper which was prepared, then it was withdrawn, and he later on read something which maybe he had not been told he was going to read, or something played, but what we saw was papers. But then you can only maybe say it was just papers. Someone would say, no, it was just papers. But that looked like it was confusing, because the body language of the former president and the body language of the generals showed some little bit of detachment, sort of like he was reading something that they did not know or they had not waited for. So it left us a little bit confused as to what was the actual objective of the statement, because at the end of the day, the president, the former president, addressed things like economy and blah, 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 blah. He never really talked about the real issue that we thought was at hand on that particular day. So we still talk about it, but we think it might be something which is nothing to write home about, but some people say maybe they were playing mind games with the old man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Ivan. I understand we have a caller.
Yes, we we have a caller, Mr. Mananda. Ba Mananda, muripo ere? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Anzindi Ba Mananda ndizo.
Yes, thank you very much for picking up my call, and a greeting to you guys and all Zimbabwean back home and abroad.
Aha. Right, so you like you've seen today, we are talking about marking a year after the ouster of former President Robert Mugabe. And so we are just interested in getting a feeling of what people think about today, what they've seen, where we are coming from, and where we are going to. What's your take on what's happening, where we are today as a country?
Thank you. This is my take. On that day when the news broke into the whole world, possible also we're the first people to hear about this year in South Africa where I live. Mm-hmm. I was one of the person who was very worried, and I thought maybe we are likely to face a civil war, because I didn't really know exactly what is going to be happening. Since now the military has taken over. Then at a later stage, when I heard the Greek general Sisiso Moyo announce over the radio, I knew that with the military, the type of military that we have, discipline is most likely to be maintained, and I don't think so. People are going to go crazy along the street. Yes, people were celebrating. Why the reason people were celebrating? Because I heard some of you, the two of you there, one was saying when you were born, you found President Mugabe was still the president. In the historical, possible, you might not have a full history of how ZANU-PF came into power, despite the fact of election, how people suffered to liberate the country and the situation where we are today. Now, when President Mugabe was taken out, at a later stage, we overheard that Comrade ED is going to take over. And in my heart, what came into my mind, I said, but the military did the right thing. They immediately hand over the power to the civilian, of which that is why possible the world is quiet, is not commenting about this. They are doing what they call it wait and see, including Africa as a continent. People were just watching. And that reminded me during that time, because the former president of South Africa, Comrade Zuma, he wanted to find out whether President Mugabe was safe. And we heard him over the news that he was prompt and the president is safe and sound. Now, when it comes to what people were expecting economically, yes, everybody had a dream that the country is coming back to its own heydays in the 80s, when the country was once being described as a breadbasket of Africa, of which something that many of you would want to see happening. Now, the government, when they declared the election, part of the thing that has changed, that we have heard when the government announced the election soon after the sec, according to the constitution, and the president have to announce the date. Political freedom, we saw it that it was free. People were campaigning, although the outcry is still happening in the opposition that they've never been covered for quite a number of their campaigning system. But a change has been seen. A change was also, that was also expected by many people, was also seen. But here we are today on economical. This morning I heard in the news, I was listening to your program, you guys. I'm following you every day.
Thank you for that.
There was a gentleman who was asked this morning from UK University there. I can't remember his name, but he was talking about the economical situation back home in Zimbabwe. You know, what is really fascinating is that the president of South Africa addressing the EU, he was calling for the sanction, for the removal of sanctions now that the election has been done, only to be surprised to hear some people still who believed that those sanctions can never be removed, provided Zimbabwe did not do 1, 2, 3. Now my question is, what do we want as a Zimbabwean people? Because if we cannot build our own country, thinking that what we are talking at the end of the day is going to change our country, no. Let me be very honest with you guys. Nothing is going to change until our mindset has been changed. It's not about that I'm happy with the situation at home, but I'm encouraging you guys and those, the so-called the technocrats, the academics, to start campaigning for the good of the country, so that our people back home who does not have any opportunity to have something on their table, to start believing that the country is now flourishing. Not to have a mind of that the opposition is the key. It is not a key. In that way, we are in failure.
A very interesting analogy that you are giving there. We thank you so much for coming in, and hopefully stay tuned so you can hear more about what others are also thinking.
All
right. Thank you, Mkomong. Hey. Malanzwa ere Mkoma Mananda.
Oh, yeah. He's very clear about, you know,
the way he sees things and... expectations, where they are coming from and where they are today.
Yeah. Now let's go back to Mr. Deliza Mangoye. Mr. Mangoye, could you tell us what was what did you expect after Mugabe left, and what are you seeing? Is it the same thing? Because we know most of went into the streets and joined hands with the army in celebrating, but we understand some are saying if they had a way of taking back those celebrations, they would. Are you one of them?
Definitely one of them, Mr. I'll tell you that I was certainly one of the first people who had the news implant, and I celebrated into town. And one thing I had told people is that, for your own information, I'm dreadlocked. I promised people around me and the other people, activists, that the day the president leaves office, I will cut off my dreadlock. But then, I'll tell you, I'm speaking to you right now, I still have my dreadlock. Because what I had thought will happen did not happen the way we thought. The media controls almost, I can say, more than half of our thinking or our anticipation. So when these things broke out, there were messages flying via all sorts of social media telling us what is going to happen. So you are then tuned to think that what is speculated is what is going to happen. We thought that the whole bunch of the old ZANU-PF guys are going to go out, then the army, being the people's friend, is going to usher in a new era. We had rumors that the opposition, the late Tsvangirai, Utiti, Tubiso Tavengwa, Umayim Churu, were going to be roped in something like a GNU, or you call it a government of nationalism. I don't know which term will suit anyone. But we were told or promised or something like that was thrown to the people so that they buy into the idea. That is why when the war veterans and the army, or I would say the war veterans, called for people to get into the streets, many people, many youths in towns took to the streets. And I can say though, most of those people who took to the streets are opposition supporters. And they were pushing the agenda which had already began years back. The final push of 2003 when I was still a cop, there were many things which were tried by the opposition, and they thought here is our, our agenda now being allowed to take place by the same people who were blocking us, the military. So people thought here is the opportunity, maybe the military is reformed, now they are working towards a new Zimbabwe, and everyone was thinking we are going there. But then things changed after when we noticed that there was not going to be a government of national unity. Then we started hearing some talk, the old talk, the old ZANU-PF talk, where they start alienating other people. And you could see that the army like the Chiwenga, Moyo, Shiri, things have fed into the government, civilian life. And you could see that there's something being put, which was brewing long back that we did not see with our own eyes. So people were made to believe that the problem is Robert Gabriel Mugabe, or the people around him, as General Sosiso says, that the people around the president. So we thought there was going to be cleanup, then ushering in of a new era. Although it was going to be under ZANU-PF, but we thought they were moderate or reformed people within ZANU-PF. And they acted like that was the case. But right now, I can tell you that it's not happening. That is why I did not cut off my dreadlock, because I thought, and I still think, the struggle continues. We removed Mugabe, but we did not remove ZANU-PF, the system. The problem here is the system, because the government relies on government institutions, and our government institutions are captured. They are all captured. They act and look as if they are independent, but inside and in with the way they deal day to day, they are all ZANU-PF inclined, and they are now military or ZANU-PF controlled. So it is very saddening to see that we almost saw the sun, but then there was a big cloud again. We were almost there. We thought we were there. But then during that week, you could see that things are not going the way we thought they were going. But then we saw Tsvangirai coming to the inauguration. It was now clear that he's just fulfilling that friendly gesture to the now President Edim Nangagwa. But they were sort of shocked that they had thought he was going to rope them in and govern them towards extended date for elections. That's what we were told. Or that was what was leaked. What I would suggest was intelligence leaking, deliberate leaking of information so that people don't go against the military. Just imagine what would have happened if Tsvangirai, Tumiso Tavengwa, all these opposition political parties had not supported the military. So the military had a plan to take people along, then hold on to the power without people seeing what is happening. And that's what actually transpired. And on that Sunday, when the Senator...
Mr. Mangwe, can I stop you right there? We'll be right back to you. We have a caller. Can you please stay on the line, Ivan?
Thank you.
Tukunza utipana mfundisi Moyo. Baba Moyo, muripo ere? Hello?
Siripo makadiko.
Mushe, bakadiko mabasa ni muri?
Muri ziri ziro fara izi.
Mapinda mchirongwa kanasi tirikutsvaga kuti gore rakwana kubva zvaenda la Mugabe kumudyandigere. nyika yamira papi maonero enyu zvakamira osei
aiwari gari kwase muri Zimbabwe kutanga ndo nawiripo taka ndo nhere kabutaura kagura kapera muso 17 kuti zveshuwa vanhu takaita problem takanyanya kumanya tikanyanya kufarisisa kuti zvino zvatanga tavimbiswa kuti kaita basa kuamerica tikati zvichiwa basa rako tikaziva tapisa dzimba asi tikazivi kuti hakuna chinobudirira kududzira kuti nhauya tira baba vavo vanguva yapfuura vachisii vavemubana vasvangirai kuti kusapeka kwakaita kungoti nhauya yakaitika zvai vanhu vakatadza kuziva kuti masoja mawira akaita yaitova nhau yekupulani yave kuti vagone kuwana basa asi pachokwadi hapana chini chati chachinja hapana shanduko yati yachinja nekuti nasono zvinhu zvakawanda chose zviri kutambudza vanhu mukati menyika hapana muforoparo hapana chati chachinja ngatiedu ndizvo asi kuti pachokwadi hapana nekuti zvinhu zvichakangosunga kana tikachizvika chiri pabhodha ipapa mari dzinobudiswapo hwani vasina mapasipoti vaya vanongochibudiswa mari svika ma400 utanodza kuti mari idzo dzinendepi zvakangosunga kududza kuti mugabe dai vakangogara zvavo varipo nekuti nasuro vanhu vakawanda vakawatwa mugabe vaiti vanane dani zviripo izvozvi asi nenyaya yekuti vanhuwo tiri vanhu zvongachiziva kuti pamwe taifunga kuti pamwe zvichavanhu kushanduka sezvo ini pachangu handina kugara ndazvisapota nekuti ndakarwadziwa zvikuru ndaizviziva zvichazoitika kumberi nyaya yekuti kana vanhu vasingazivi kuti vasingatarisi wedza kuti zvarumangwana kuri kwakusiya mvura kuti zvakangonaka zvose asi nhasi muno nyika yezimbabwe yakutambudzika yekuchema saka pakaoma zvikuru
saka nhai mufundisi ndingabvunze kuti paive nezimbabwe gore rakapera nguva dzino nepane zimbabwe nhasi nguva iyoyi zvakare hapana kana musiyano uripo
aiwa zvemusiyano hapana uripo pamwe gore rakapera pavakapinda zvakafanana neloni yakatiwa ndemuridzi kana panguva inomuridzi wakasi yakata loni zvakanaka nhasi uno yakura isina nokata kududzira kuti pagore rakapera zvanga zviri raiti but pari zvino zvatova wese pachokwadi chakanaka tichitaura hatidi kutigone kuviga imbwa takaviga tinoimbwa taiga mupini hapana chakanaka mukati menyika yekwedu nekuti matambudziko zvatova wese zvichasaimone maproblema tsaona zvakasiyana siyana matambudziko hakuna kana chinhu chiri kufamba zvakanaka ivo taifunga kuti vachazvigonawo but zviri kutoonekwa kuti vachadini vari kutokundikana zvakanyanya nokuti kana makaona munhu wese chere nowakanga asingadi vamugabe kuti vamugabe vari raiti kududzira kuti pachavo ivo pavari vari kutofara kuti zita rangu ratosukika kuva kuti ndo zviripo kana munhu aimbonzi wakaipa kana vanhu vakuti munhu uya watova nhani zvake kududza kuti ivo pachavo vari kutofara kuti redi ndatogezeka maoko angu nokuti havaiti vachazvigona nhasi unako vakundikana
zvinonai mufundisi gaindikubvunzai mubvunzo wekupedzisira saka zvamunofunga kuti ndo zvinofanirwa kuitwa ndezvipi kuti nyika yezimbabwe ienderere kumberi zvakanaka
pfungwa dzangu nokuona kwangu kuti nyika yezimbabwe iende mberi pane zvinhu zviviri zvitatu zvavari zvigone kuti zviitwe chinhu chekutanga vanhu vemuzimbabwe pachedu tarisiro yatanga tiinayo yanga iri tarisiro yepasarudzo dzakabva mukuitwa ndopaka panitarisire munhu wese ipapo ndopaka panitarisire kuti zvakanzwa mugabe vabva vanhu vakaonda vachauya vati vachangokundwa kuva kuti taifunga kuti mapureya achatamba zvakabva mastrike makuru striker iyi haigoni kugona kubhora but yakatozoita zvimwe zvisina zvasingafungidziri vanhu nhau yechipiri mukati menyika yezimbabwe munofa kuti vanhu vagone kuva nokubatana nokuti sarudzo ndizvo kuti dzingagona kushandura nyika yedu asi kuti kwazviri kutoita zvazviri kutoita izvozvi zvipishana pishana vanhu pachavo vachapesera vatoshanduka vose nevakavavhotera vachoti baba tatambura kwaakuendiwa manje taakuenda kumugodhi ndokwaakuenda bhozi munhu wese wezimbabwe akutowira mumugodhi saka mugodhi iwowo chere vari kuti zviri nani zvakanaka zvakanaka asi vachapesa vati noma zvataakuita ndizvo kuti ngatichigona kuti tashanduka bhozi vanhu vese vachagona kushanduka ndo chagonaitika mukati penyika yezimbabwe zvesarudzo tobvosiya kusaidi but vanhu vese kuzimbabwe kusvika 28 yadecembe bhozi nhamo charamba ichingowanda nokuti hamuna tarisiro vanhu vachikura vachingotambura nokutarisira chava yapera zvokuti chere vanhu vakati vadii hapasa chaitika asi nhau ipo ndeyekuti vanhu vose vachagona kuvhurika njere vakagona kuti hawa enough is enough ndathingi ndo zvingagona kuti zviitike mukati penyika yezimbabwe ndo mashoko andingagona kutaura iwavo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi moyo nenguva yama pinda pachirongwa muchitaurawo maonero enyu. Toshuvira kuti muve nezuva rakanaka. Tokuona zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvinotevera maita basa.
Aiwa tinotenda mashoko angu pesa ndinokukurudzira zvangu muri Zimbabwe zvati akuenda muChristmas hey mataona mani madriver efamba ine vanhu zvakawanda zvakanaka mani zvirikitika zvinorwadza pabazi rakabva mukutaona yakapisa vanhu vakawanda rimwe akaita kwanza zvirikitika mukati menyika hey zvinotambudza mani ngatigone kufamba zvakanaka tichita minamato kuti minamato ngoda kutibatsira kuti ha mamirira zvirikitika mukati menyika yedu kuti endi maside meroad zvifamba muso dzangu vamotokari dzakangotsva nyi road yose. Saka izvi zviri kutambudza madriver vanhu vese ngatigone kufamba zvakawanda zvakanaka tisagona kulaitika vanhu zvakanyanya kuti gone kusevha upenyu hwevanhu nekuti mari tinoisiya nespeed ngaive yakanaka tokati road idaida kunaka so pachedu ngatigone kufamba nawo zvakanaka tive vanhu vakachenjera pakufamba muroad kuti mashoko iwo alusamen.
Tinotenda mufundisi mova nenguva yakanaka regai tinzwewo vamwe vapinda pachirongwa.
Amen.
Tatenda.
Yes, we have another caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, muri kuda kutaura neShona?
Yeah, ndinogona kutaura neShona kana nechindevele.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ungasitela mnumzana ukuthi ubona njani udaba esilalo lapha ukubana umongameli wayengumongameli uselomnyaka wodogcweleyo wasuka. Kuyini ukubonayo wena umehluko khona?
Uyazi kunzima mntanaka baba kuthi sikhulume ngale ndaba kuthi akuna into sibona ichangile. Vele into yokuchala siyenzi iphutha. Sachange udriver we train kuphela singachange i train iyo iphutha yokuqala siyenzile. Noma singayenza kanjani singasusi singachange isitimela seZanzibar ayikho into izolunga eZimbabwe iyo into yokuqala. Into yesibili ngicela yona kuna bonke amaZimbabweans bovalele valalele ngalesi sikhathi funa ukuthi sibambane tina abantu njengabantu singabheki ukuthi lo ubuya kuphi umshona umkhalanga uyini umndebele or kwenzekalani. Sibambane sikone kuphuma neyizwi ileli one because mathi nasibambane njengekuvota siyenzile kwakhona sabambana savota. Hakuna kinga kuti vasirobhile or vaenza kanjani mara our voice masibambana singakoni kuchinja mushava weZimbabwe kuti uve lula. Ngendaba yokuthi icorruption ayipheli, ngendaba yokuthi lo uthuma abantu kuti ubone kuti ubani wenza icorruption uye umuntu ufane kuti uvacale ngaye bambuzise kuti lokhu kucala kuphi kuphelela kuphi. Ya, iyo into yokuqala le. Ngokuthi mina ngisesela ne, angikhoni ukuthi ngithumele inye isela kuthi hayi hamba uyoba uyovimba amasela, mara kuri ngithumele amapolisa kuthi bayivimbe isela, mara bashiya mina imi isela lenkulu. Iyo le king.
Manje ke njengoba ukhuluma ukuthi isitimela kasitshintshwanga kwatshintsha udriver, singatshintshwa njani zona isitimela sakhona abantu baya kukhetho kodwa sitshintshanga?
Right, iyo lendi sikhuluma ukuthi thina njengamaZimbabweans noma amasosha angatubula abulala abantu angeke bacede umhlaba wonke, sibambane sikhulume nge one voice, united we stand.
Hayi
nje ngikubambana sayenza namasosha ngani namapolisa ngo November last year. Masi ngabambana sikhulume nge one voice, iqiniso vele iyafuneka kuthi sibambane sikhulume into eyi-one sitole i-way forward sikhone ukutshintsha sikhone ukukhipha le wabona i-plane ikhona le ayisafiki kusuke eBulawayo ingene eHarare angeke isafika iphelele endleleni always iyasidaka.
Hayi kuyozwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Ya mara bengine inye indaba bengifuna ukuthi ngichele ku nina abahlabaleli bethu be-Studio 7 zikhona ezinye izindawo ngizinika ama half half benisi expect kuti kusasa muzosichela nale indaba asaitoli futi kufana nalelo muntu wadubulwa ngale police eHarare kuparking zvaikuluma sadgina siyazi kuti lo muntu udubule lo ubulale lo muntu veuse parirenyato hospital kugata ngama police njengamanje asawazi kuti yapelela kupi lo muntu veyati CIO oro yini yapelela emoyeni asawazi namanje so sicela kuti manje sicela kusinike indaba musikumbuze uri munisicela kuti yamusichazele kuti yamba kanjani iphelele kuphi because njengamanje asawazi kuti kusase sibhedlela lo muntu or uphumile kwenzekalani.
Ah, okay, hayi siyakuzwa, sizalungisisa lapho ba.
Okay, enye indaba, Studio 7 ine ma listeners more than billions and billions, ne?
Yeah.
Namhlanje nifonele kuclopas kusasa uPeter uJohn ubani bani indaba yokuthi nifonele umuntu omuone every day umananda siyacela please
hayi
njengani sithole ama views abanye abantu wasinike ama views awu sikoni kubamba sifotole ukuthi which point leyi nale isasikanganisa hayi ukuthi sithole I point yomuntu omuone Monday to Friday uyazi. Ngiyacela please.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu imbono yakho. Sibongile kakhulu ba.
Okay, siyabonga.
Okay, Ivan, I understand we have another caller.
Yeah, there is supposed to be another caller holding on. Hello.
Hello, makadiko vajonga.
Ndatanga ndakukosorera. Vajonga havapo nhasi. Asi vachauya mangwana. Nasi pana Chris Gande ne ndinonzi Evans Zininga. Aiwa hazvina kuipa. Imi ndiani zita muri kupi?
Ndiri Wende.
Aha, all right. Ngati pinde zvedu muchirongwa sunungukai. Tati nhasi ka asande sane yamakaita gore rakapera iyaya yakwana gore chave papi mave papi zvii zvashanduka munyika munyaya dzezveupfumi nezvematongerwo enyika
ya zvakaitika gore rakapera taifungawo kuti pada pane chei taifarira maZimbabwe ndekuya kuti kapamboitawo chei zvinoratidza kuti tiri kubva apa tichinda apa saka zvaizvi tiri zvekutaiziva hedu chokwadi kuti our future was bleak nekuda kwokuti zvinhu zvanga zviripo oredhi chirova mundangagwa vanga vatodzingwa navamugabe vanga vasisipo oredhi pavice president saka taiyatoziva kuti iyitiriti yemasoja but pai pasina we hopeless masoja akatobatsirawo pakuti vakadzosa hope muvanhu saka tariso yaga iri yekufungidzira kuti navamunangagwa vachadzosawo hope yamuvanhu yambodzosawo nemasoja not knowing kuti tinenge tiri kutoinda but very right because kumawere kwatira pamwe ndokwazvinonakira iko
zvariri basa zvino munotiwo kudii nemamiriro azvaita aya zvaitwa sei kuti nyika igadzikane zvakanaka
indoda kudai sondi chidai vamunangagwa vanoziva zvinofanira kuitiwa kuti nyika rinani asi nekuda kuti pane imwe kaelement pamwe otherwise zvechokwadi kana vachiti kutiri kutongwa nejunta pamwe vari kutaura chokwadi kuti masoja ndo ari kutonga ivo zvinofanira kuti zviitiwe vanozviziva chero kuti mbavha dzofanira kuti dzisungwe ndivanani huori zvese zvimisiwe vanovaziva but nekuda kuti pamwe havanawo simba racho rekuti vanhu va nonga pamwe ndo vati vakavaisa pachigaro saka problem yatinayo ndeyekuti tenge papaita political will vobva vanozvikamu zvinofanira kuitwa muzimbabwe zvozvikuu sevanofanira kuenda kumaelections akavanaona vamunangagwa uyai maforeign observers but vauya manje kuti vatitenesa wasomboti vakauya vakaongorora zveshuwa but vakaona pane manhai number yevanhu vemaassisted voters kumarural areas machifu achipindira zvese izvo zvokutevaenge vachida kuchinda vaide vakatidza praya vapatiedeedza vanhu vakauyawo
aiwa
vane kasense kubva kuti no how vanayo ezvati what are we supposed to do but havasikwanisa kuzviita why
tovimba vari kuzvinzwawo vakuru vamuri kutaura nezvavo uye shoko richasvikawo kwavari vagopindura mibvunzo iyi.
Pane kola yenyu yekutanga iyo. Kola iri kuti matechnical iri waridzima. I don't understand vamwe tomboda pei because how come tinganga yokubira oya kwauri kuti haibatai iri mambana. Don't make a sense the reason. Because kadenge zviri zvinhu kakatatani tiite rudo vanhu vaite pamwe chete zvinhu ngazvitwe trustfine towirirana then ufriendship houya asi ukaivhuya ubatane neni aina ndisatamboona ufriendship wakadaro matechnocrats ari free kutaura zvakuwefree for their views and their opinion and there's not a problem it's not a crime again asi iwo ngavachireka ngoti kuze kuti haibva kubatana ngapu takaita kuti vanhu tikonane ndosakakugadzirwa pakapera kubatana.
Aiwa tanzwa mazwi enyu tinokutendai regai tichipawo vamwe mukana tinotenda zvikuru nekunge mapinda muchirongwa chanhasi.
Ndatenda
zvakanaka imova nezuva rakanaka. Uyamuzwa mukoma Chris kuti he doesn't see Zimbabwe going forward unless there is a radical change.
Just like Sentamu.
It seems a lot of people are not happy with where the country is today. And they seem to sound like they are regretting having pushed with everybody else in the country pushing Mugabe out and bringing in the new dispensation. I don't know where this is going to, but that's what
seems to be happening. Yeah. Let's go back to Mr. Mangoye, our guest tonight. Mr. Mangoye.
Yebo.
Ye mnumzana ungasitshela njengokuzwileyo lapha abekhuluma abanye abalaleli ukuthi wena ubona njani umumo okhona lowo nxa sikhangela ukubana abantu abaningi babengacabangeli ukuthi kuza kuba khonoko sukuyikho khona ikakhulu kusenzakala sasiza ukuthi bathi bona bayafanisela ukuthi engxenye othwangirayi labanye ababekhona abaphikisa babe abakhona kuhulumende kodwa sezwa abanye abafana labo Patrick Chinamasa besithi hayi lo ngokomndeni weZANU PF wena uthini ngakho.
Ye kungathi yiko okwenzakalayo sibili ngoba aluba omunye uthwangirayi akazange asupport public asekele imizamo eyayisenziwa ngamasosha kungabanye nje abamaqembu aphikisayo kwakuza kuba nzima ukuthi abangaphandle kwelizwe abanjengabo President Zuma bona abanye athi beqanjwa babamukele okokusenziwa yi-army ukuthi yiyo indlela efunwa ngabantu. So ukubona abantu besukumela phezulu kwakukuhle for imilitary ukuthi iveze imizamo yayo kanti-ke phandle ngale kwakumele kukhanye angathi ayisiyo le sithi ngesikhiwa yikhuku kumbe sithi kuhluthuna intambo ngoba phansi komthetho waphansi vele sokwavunyelwana nje ukuthi uhulumende ongene ngokuhluthuna intambo akanakwa akakhanyelwa so yabe vele ezaba nenkinga ezinkulu so kwakumele abantu abaphandle babone angathi le yinto yamazimbabwenzi wonke yikho-ke bakhuluma izinto ezenza ukuthi sonke sibona ngani siya kudirection eyodwa kodwa-ke khonapho abazange bakuvele kuhle ku-ivinisenkeni lomnanga kho kwahle kwaphela ithemba ayithemba besiloko silalo sibili siya kubo-December sisiya khona ngalivini othwangirayo bengazangenanga uhulumende ithemba besiloko silalo ukuthi hhayi mhlawumbe kuzatshintsha kodwa-ke mbona ngathi lapho ithemba eliphelele khona kuma-election ngoba abantu bonke bebengani bathi hhayi ama-election azaba free and fair. Lo mbona kade ngisathi ngufake ngingakani laphana ukuthi ama-institutions esingathi ama-ofisi ngingafaka kuhle ukuze abantu bazise ukuthi ama-ofisi kahulumende amele akhanye engani azimele. Kathesi sibone amasosha esiya testifya laphana besala bephika bethi amasosha akadubulanga abantu amapholisa lawo ugeneral wabo esala ephika esithi amasosha angabulalanga abantu so nxa ubona ama institutions anjenge-army le-police siva free and be able ukuthi aqambe amanga phambi kwabantu kuba nzima ukuthi sithembe ukuthi uhulumende wethu uyasamba singazo zonke indlela ukuthi izinto ziqonde yena upresident kwesikhathi yawumuze ngenkulumo ukuthi ungathi uzama ukuthi aqondise kodwa ukuthi kusuka kwehluleni esingathi on the ground ukuthi kwenzakale kwehlula ngoba thathethe ama elections adlulile kuhle kwasala kule question mark about izek so ama institutions la njengabo zekho police ozimra kumbe noyitha ireserve bank nxa bengani abantu balokuzisola o abantu labo kuthiwa ngaba abahlanyela izimali zomnotho ama investors nxa bengani balokuzisola lezo ngaza zikahulumende kuba nzima ukuthi imali lezo bese sizizwa inewsini ukuthiwa upresident usesayina mega deals usesayine le deal usesayine le deal but kathi sesosimele ukuthi lawo madeal ngathi azwa phela ukuthi asebuya asesiwa ireality sokuvula inkampani akulalutho ngozisco obantwana amakhampani orelways asithonise kwathi into zizaba mnandi zizaba nje akulalutho imali
ungabamba nje kancane njalo sesilabanye abalaleli la
ehe tukunzwa ukuthi pana mkoba atanga mkoma jabu nayi hello
Mkoma Krishna, mkoma Zininga, pa Amerika, ziri zei kwa nasi.
Muse, muse, mwana omai, kwa kadi.
Haa, kuna wakana kwa nasi, kuna kumpumana kwa South Africa, kuna kuna ikia ziri nangu.
Aywa, tunotenda mwari. Nasi ka... Ngati pinda ipanya ya taura izenyu. Ma taura izenyu mpinda ya mchirongwa.
Ndandula utaura, mara nesiri kutu ya kumshakwe duguti. Chokwadi chakanaka chingaputi ukama iko zvine izvi munhu wese ari mukati menyika yeZimbabwe hazvine kuti uri kusapota MBC uri kusapota ZANU-PF aipfungwa dzewanhu zvichibuda pachena zvichionekwa munhu wese akuona zvine izvi akavhotera ZANU kuti no takaresva pekuvhotera nekuti vanhu vakanga vaine temba kana kuti zvinhu zvichanaka kana munangwaga achinge apinda pachigaro asi at the end of the day vanhu vakutiona manje kuti no takanyangara saka mati nyaya iripo ndeyekuti inini maonera endiri kuita ndongorwa zvichinzi izvo nevanhu vachitaura kuti ngatibatane tiite chinhu chimwe chete tibatane nani nebato riri kutonga here nekuti bato riri kutonga harina kuhwina inini maonera endiri kuita ndeyekuti ngatibatane neopposition party tobvisa vari kutonga toita vanhu vakahwina panzvimbo pavo nekuti hazviiti kuti isusu tibatane nevanhu vakadyiwaba kana tichitarisa vanhu vakavhota muzimbabwe kuburikidza nevakananidzwa kuvhota fanana nesu tiri munyika dzekunze dai pamwe vakaenda kuma 5 million vanhu MDC but iyo ZANU-PF iyoyo ingori vanhu vavakawana ma 1.1 million saka zviri pachena kuti isusu zviri pachena kuti MDC yakahwina saka tibatane neMDC chine chinhu chimwe chete uyu mukuru aone kuti izvo nezvo zvari kuwana havasi kuda ndekutonga vanhu nenharo abve pachigaro dai anga rimwe munhu akangwara aingorisaina nyika yoenderera mberi
mukoma jabu mashoko makuru amuri kutauraya asi ndovimba vakateererawo vanonzwawo zvirongwa zvedu vakuru vakuru ivava mese meso saka ndovimba shoko renyu rinosvika kwariri kuda kunzi risvike tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chiregai tipo ndizvozvo mwana wamai tinotenda zvikuru allright muzvile baba Chris hanzi pana Ashton futi on the line
Ashton hello
mukoma makasimba here
takasimba
zviri kudodiko mwana wamai
ndinanini ndinani ekuti takende kuti makorokoto tasvika gore kana tapiwa nyika yedu
totonzwa nemika zvakamira seiko zvachinja here kubva pamakatora
onai kazva zvakaita takapemberera chikwambo chapinda mumba tichifunga kuti mudzimu wemusha
hei mataura shona yakadzama
tikati zvimwe zvinhu zvanaka ka zvapamburira tikati taombera tabika doro zvanaka
asi hazvina kunaka
hatina kuziva kuti tashedza ringozi mumusha kuti vana vapere tinoda kutenda mugabe ka pa 36 years dzakatungamira atina vanhu vakambotivaurayiwa mutsipo chekutanga
Nepute
government kurira asi hurumende yakangopinda ine power yedzavo tabva tambokurikidziwa vanhu kuratidza kuti kwati kuenda kwakaoma panguva pfupi yakatongwa nehurumende nyowani yavamunangagwa hapana chinhu chatinoona kutaurira chimwe chinobatika saka titanacho kunze kwekukwidzwa mapuraizi mafuta makambozoona kukwira kuti puraizi mafuta inokwira semakuru aya anga yakaita
saka iko zvino zvinhu zvakamira seiko munyika ndandiri kutobvunza hangu kuti saka pari zvino zvinhu zvamira sei munyika iko zvino mapuraizi anga achimbokwira kwira ayo nezvimwe zvanga zvichinetsa kuwana zvakuwanikwa here
zvinhu zvakaita sefuel zvinenge zvaakutiwanike zvazvo semanziviro ati kuzviita asi mapuraizi adzika mbichana asi handiwo madziro anofanira kuita mapuraizi chao chao puraizi inofanira kuenda panhu pari normal like musouth africa mafuta anoita 37 rand 2 liters kuzimbabwe inoita 100 rand
zvariri basa aiwa tiri kukwanzwapo nguva yedu ndo yakuita ichiita shoma ingadai tanzwa zvakawanda nhasi takuswedera kwatinogumira chirongwa asi ndokutendai zvikuru nekunge mange muinesu muchirongwa chanhasi mungoma tatenda zvikuru mamunzwa here mukoma Chris uyu is now saying did you get the price differences of cooking oil he was talking about 20 rand and 100 rand
that's too much man
that's like 24 that's like what 500% oh I don't know.
Yeah, said. Mr. Mangoye, we are coming towards the end of the show. So if you can maybe just summarize your perspective about the future now that we are here where we are a year later. Can you just give us a perspective of what you think the future might hold for the people of Zimbabwe?
Thank you, Mr. Gandhi. We are likely not going to see any difference from now. And I think we just have to soldier on and wish that maybe some of the investors who promised us some investment, they will eventually come. Because if they do not come with that investment, I don't see any miracles being performed by this government. What I would like to pray for, although I know it's very difficult, is for Zimbabwe to demilitarize politics or to depoliticize the military. If we detach that marriage between ZANU-PF and the army, things can start working far, far, far much better. We know they helped us. They worked very hard to gain independence. I think their duty has been achieved. They should just pass on the baton because the investors out there, they are not pointing all those things out, but beneath you can tell that they are not happy with some certain issues. But we just have to soldier on as Zimbabweans, unite, keep the peace, and try by all means to let violence not rule our politics ever, ever again.
Yeah, but talking of uniting people, we have seen that for the past 38 years or so after independence, we have never had that opportunity or had someone who tried to bring people together. But do you see something like that happening?
Not in the near future. I don't see it happening because when it comes to politics, our problem is we make politics something like religion. When people believe in ZAPU, they believe in ZAPU whether it's wrong or not. When they believe in ZANU-PF, that's the same thing, and we're seeing it with the MTC. So if we stop making our political parties.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwe. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Thanks for joining us. That was Mr. Dilisa Mangwe. He's a security analyst from Plumtree. Thank you so much to all those who managed to join us. My name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Evans Zininga, hoping you stay well. Until next time, enjoy your night.